You won't find a better deal on science-backed pregnancy supplements than at Ritual's Black Friday sale. Get what you really deserve, like a prenatal you can trust. Made with bioavailable key nutrients, it even earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. Save 40% on your first month at ritual.com/pregnancy support. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Well, it's Back to Work Monday on the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. We're licking our wounds today as Bomber fans, but as fans of the Minnesota Vikings, I gotta tell you, we won yesterday, and I'm not gonna rub it in. Bomber fans, that was a tough loss. It was a tough weekend filled with snow. We got our first snowfall this weekend, and there is more on the way. Oh, buckle up, Sunseekers. We are in for a bit of a bumpy ride this week. We could have our first storm day of the season this week. We're going to talk about the Jonas Brothers halftime show. We're going to talk about the snow that's on its way. We're going to talk about the Grey Cup streaker. And did you see there was a fight on Friday? There was a fight. It was not a display in incredible physical endurance and amazing display of boxing. It was an amazing display of marketing, though. Marketing was pretty amazing. We'll talk a bit about that. Netflix says it recorded 60 million viewers. 60 million people from around the world tuned in to Jake Paul, Mike Tyson match on Friday. I was in and out of consciousness myself. I was asleep, then I was awake, and it was a tough slug, but we got to it, and it was a big nah. Do have a winter storm watch in effect. A winter storm watch. It is not a warning. The warning could come later because we are expecting a significant amount of snow. Environment Canada is saying we could see 30 centimeters of snow with this system. This could be a big one, and it is going to blow around a fair amount. So, again, be ready for it. It's going to start on Monday evening as rain, kind of a repeat of what we had on Saturday, with the only difference being that this system is going to have much more of a punch for the Brandon region. And not only that, but it is also going to bring with it a significant amount of more snow than we had on Saturday. Saturday was, I'm sorry. I had a tough go on Saturday. Oh, my God. Saturday morning, I woke up and it was like, oh, Tracy had the Christmas carols on and I was crying in the corner in the fetal position. And we've got snow on the ground in Brandon. It was our first snowfall of the season, and it was nice for some, not so nice for others. And more to come. 30 centimeters, as Debbie had said earlier, that's a foot of snow that's coming our way. So we've had round one, and we will get set for round two, which will, again, start on Monday night. Wet snow on Tuesday. Slippery road conditions. Winds gusting at times to 80 kilometers an hour. It is going to be a bit of a mess and won't let up until Thursday morning. So this could be a two-day snow event that starts on Monday night, guys. Two-day snow event. Well, you can run, but you can't hide. And then guess what's on the other side of that? On the other side of it is temperatures that are double-digit overnight lows, and we'll be reaching for extension cords, and we'll have more on the system moving in from Texas. Can you believe it? Normally, it's an Alberta Clipper, a Colorado low. Not this time. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. Best place to get an oil change in all of Manitoba is at Murray's Certified Service Express. They'll show you your filters while you wait, and they make a donation to Bear Clan Helping Hands and Samaritan House every time you get your oil change there at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. At the Skydancer Casino, just 90 minutes south of Brandon in beautiful Belcourt, North Dakota, they have got that Turtle Island Adventure Park. It's like a tropical getaway without having to get on an airplane. That's right. A beautiful hotel is waiting for you. Check out your room at SkydancerCasino.com. Always great fun and entertainment. They had MMA fights this past weekend and great concerts to come as well. So make sure you follow them on social media. Where the sky's the limit, Skydancer Casino. And our friends at Sunrise Credit Union, Sunrise Credit Union with 19 locations across southwestern Manitoba. There is a mortgage waiting for you at 4.3%. Some conditions apply, but you know what? It is a cozy, low interest rate mortgage available for a limited time at 4.3%. And on the Sunrise Credit Union website, you can take a look at their Break the Taboo Money blog. It's an awesome opportunity to talk about money with young people in your household. Go to the website, sunrisecu.mb.ca, Sunrise Credit Union. So Friday night, let's start with the fight on Friday night. Did you watch the fight? Did you catch Tyson and Paul? This was a fight that was probably, I would say, one of the greatest incidents of marketing ever to be displayed. One of the greatest events marketing-wise. 60 million people from around the world watched this fight. There was, well, the stadium in Dallas hosts 70,000 fans. I think they were just a few thousand short of a sellout. In case you missed it, here's what went down. Let's just, in 2 minutes, take you back to the mayhem of the fight Friday.
Curtains. Down, as I said, for the 70,000 fans in the house, all on the edge of their seats to see what would happen, including Jerry Jones, Micah Parsons, among the celebrities.
A lot of celebrities there. Actually, Joe Jonas was there, too. I was thinking, hey, wait a second, he's going to do the Grey Cup show.
2 minute rounds, 8 rounds total of boxing. Iron Mike with a 56 career record, looking for his 45th knockout. Paul, a 10-1 record with 7 knockouts. First round, Paul landing a right to the face, but the judges would give Tyson the narrow edge. Third round, Paul landing a bevy of punches.
Boom.
The 58-year-old moving slowly. The fifth round, Tyson taking huge shots to the face again, but the fight would continue. Later, it seemed like Paul would let up. He'd bow in the final round. Tyson making it through, but no question the winner. It's Jake Paul landing 78 punches to Tyson's 18.
What did you think of that fight? I thought it was fixed. I think that they were taking it easy on each other. I was waiting for them to kind of get into it and really let all hell break loose. You know what I'm saying? And it never happened. I mean, these were two of the best punches of the whole match. I was waiting for Mike Tyson to just absolutely demolish this guy. But what was interesting is my daughter came out from her abode as the fight was on. And she's like, you're watching. Oh, my God. Oh, that's Mike Tyson, Jake Paul. Oh, my God. I hope that he doesn't kill him, is what she says to me. And I said, you hope Paul doesn't kill Tyson, or that Tyson doesn't kill Paul? And she says, no, the old guy, the old black guy, it's so sad, she says to me, that, you know, oh, he's so old, he's 58, he shouldn't be doing this. And I'm not making this up. That's exactly what you, my jaw hits the floor going, excuse me, the man you're talking to is in his 50s. I could get in the ring with, no, I couldn't get it. I couldn't even actually physically get in the ring. I couldn't lift my leg high enough. That's another story. Have some respect for your elders, for God's sake. Molly, that's all the footage you need. I just saved you. So it's 7 o'clock. I'm in front of my television, and I'm like, oh, man, this is going to be incredible. I can't wait to see these two guys go at it. And, oh, by the way, welcome to the show. We have got, like, 1,200 cards that we're going to do before the show. And then, yeah, let's shake hands. I love you, man. No, I love you more. Oh, give me a break. I want to see you guys kill each other. What? That's what we paid for. Wait a second. It's Netflix. Zumba Bernice says, I'm glad that all ears are intact. I began to wonder what would happen as Tyson was chewing on his glove. Me too. He said later, he has a chewing problem. The whole world went, no shit, man. You bit somebody's ear off. You have to go back in time and Google that. Yeah, it's a... But I think had the two of them fought to the death, I think it would have been much more entertaining. At the end of the day, they both make out with tens of millions of dollars. Netflix set all kinds of records, and they got to announce that they're going to carry NFL games now on Netflix. NFL games streaming on Netflix Christmas Day. So if you want to be part of the buffering extravaganza, if you want to be part of the pixelation of the old Nintendo NFL games, Christmas Day, you're going to want to be tuned into the old Netflix to catch NFL football now. You wasted our Friday night, for God's sake.
I was trying to hurt him a little bit, you know. I was scared that he was going to hurt me. I'm trying to hurt him, but...
I was trying to hurt him a little bit. I was going to try and hurt him a little bit. No, 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 no. 60 million people around the world wanted to see you guys punch each other. What about this, oh, I'll knock him out, he'll knock me out. What happened to that, Jake? What happened to that? Now it's you guys all get soft and there's a big bromance happening in the ring and we're all left going, come on.
You know, I did my best. I did my best.
Mike, could I ask, do you want to do this again or are you officially done now?
I don't know. It depends on the situation.
That's code for, if somebody could find me another suitcase of money, I would gladly fight another young person. Well, not really fight, just dance around and look good, because Mike Tyson, I used to kill people. Now I don't kill people, because I realize they'll put me in jail. Come on, Mike. I'd really like to see Mike go down on somebody,
what is your
like hammer
right
them.
Now? Is this possibly the last time for you?
I don't think so.
So we might see more Iron Mike, maybe a 58th career fight. As for this one, you can stream Paul and Tyson on Netflix right now.
Yeah. So then Mike says, or somebody asked, who would be the next person? How about Logan? Look at the look on his face. I'd like to start punching a Logan Paul. Probably would have been just as entertaining. I was disappointed. Your thoughts. Quentin says, to be fair, Mike made more losing this fight than he ever made winning one. This is true. Molly says, I heard his ass was hanging out, though. Yeah, there was a point in the footage, some random shot. They were showing the fighters get ready, and it was completely staged. Mike is walking around with a G-string on, and his arse is hanging out. And, of course, the meme, just to create memes. I mean, these people at Netflix knew exactly what they were doing. It was marketing genius. A sports fiasco, but a marketing masterpiece, as far as I'm concerned. Glad I didn't stay up for that, says Cindy. Yeah, you didn't miss much, except the females beforehand when they were boxing. Holy man. Yeah, that was intense. Those girls really put on the show. They were the stars of the show, without a doubt. Anyway, so what a waste of time. But you know what? Everybody is streaming now, and you get a social media guy like Jake Paul, and of course, he's tuned in with the younger generation. They all know who he is. And for the old people like me, it's like Mike Tyson is going to fight? What's next, a throwing competition with Tom Brady versus some high school kid? I mean, but that would also bring in huge numbers. If you have this social media savvy high school quarterback in backyard Oklahoma taking on Tom Brady, who can put more footballs in an oil drum, and the winner gets $10 million. We would all tune in. We would all put it on. And it's Netflix. It's something you're paying for anyway. The buffering was a real problem. How many times do you think that you shut the fight off, came out of the fight, and then went back in the fight? I'm thinking it was about 15 times for me. Oh, TikTok is saying that I am showing graphic content, and I've just received a warning in real time. See, I'm showing these social media companies. This is crazy. You're showing graphic content. It was a boxing match. You want graphic content, you had to tune into the match beforehand to see those women fight. That was graphic content. This was at the Grey Cup game last night. They didn't show this on TSN. I had to immediately go and see, what's going on here? Because they stopped the broadcast, and there she is. By the time this person started their phone, You can't see from here, but you can see they're naked, rolling around at the 35-yard line. There she is, completely nude, running with, I don't know, a coat or a blanket or something, spinning around at the 25, going all the way. She could go all the way. Got no clothes on. She's going to hit the 10-yard line. Here she is. And five, she's going to go for a touchdown. She just wants a touchdown, a naked touchdown. When our streakers streak, they go into the arms of the police, and the police aren't tackling them. Police are just saying, come with us, please. Come with us. You know you're naked. Okay, we're going to play the audio now. There she is. She's at the 35. No, 25. She's at the 25-yard line, coming down to the 20. She's going to go all the way, 15-yard line, bouncing and jiggling and jiggling and bouncing. Oh, she gets held up at the 10. Cops are waiting in the end zone. Could she go all the way? She does at the 5, down to the 1, and here the cops come immediately. And they hold, it holds up the whole show. They take her into custody, and she goes to the clink after spending $150 to $350 on a Grey Cup ticket. She gets to spend the night in jail, likely already released this morning. Zumba Bernice says men's nipples. Now I'm going to get dinged for nakedness on TikTok. Cindy says, I think other people on TikTok show a lot more than you. I know. You know what it is, though? Our show continues to grow. And as it grows, it gets more attention from the social media platforms, and they get a little strict. They're trying to keep me. The man is trying to hold me down. They're trying to. I bet X won't flag this. Oh my God, no. X, pretty much you could do the cold close-up thing. Tara says it was hilarious when she wiped out halfway down the field. Valerie says boo, streaker, boo. Chris says turtle, turtle. Derek said she had a winter coat. She was prepared. Well, she probably came to the game with the winter coat on and then dropped it off. She went. Bev says the Bombers should have had her enthusiasm. They would have done better. Molly's loving blue sky. Okay. Well, Molly, you're our blue sky spy. Our blue sky spy. I'm just going to wait because something big is going to happen and X is going to have it and Blue Sky won't. And I think that's what I'm waiting for. I'm just waiting for Blue Sky to have something first. And then it's like, hey, I didn't hear about that. That's what I think is going to make them relevant real quickly. And then there is the halftime show. Of course, the Jonas Brothers did the halftime show. And what say you about that? Did you watch the halftime show? That was the part of the broadcast that brought my family together. As soon as it's like, Twisted Tea is proud to present the Jonas Brothers. And here they come. And they did it. They did a good job. I thought it was really good. It had a really nice football feel to it. And I don't think Joe didn't look enthusiastic. If anything, it was like Joe looked like he didn't really want to be there. Nick kind of carries everything, doesn't he? I had a lot of respect for Nick. You know, it didn't look like he was lip syncing. It looked like Joe might have been lip syncing. What say you about the halftime show? Dana says the Jonas Brothers should have played more of their OG bangers. Okay. Cindy says, I skipped the Jonas Brothers to watch a bit of Yellowstone. Zumba Bernice says the Jonas Brothers were pretty good. Cheryl says, only knew a few songs. They were good. Jerry says they were great. Melissa said, I enjoyed it. Considering I only tuned in to watch, I'm glad I caught it. However, a Canadian person or group would have been a better choice. There were a lot of people saying that. Guys, Tommy Hunter is 89 years old. We can't get Tommy Hunter to play the Grey Cup. Ann Murray is in retirement. Gordon Lightfoot has passed away. There's nobody left. There's no Canadian. Okay, there is. Celine Dion and Shania Twain. They're both in Vegas. Where's Alanis Morissette? Alanis Morissette has done the Grey Cup, I believe. She is on tour with her theatrical production. So Tracy goes on to say, we have so many amazing Canadian artists. Why not showcase them? Really? Do we? Like, who would you pick? BTO? The guess, we've done that. Glass Tiger? Trooper? Murray says, what about Hanson? Yeah, Hanson, bop. I think, da-da, boom, bop. That's kind of like, they're kind of like Hanson. Oh, man. Taylor says, absolutely loved every second of it. Jeff says, was at the game. Show was fun. Paul says, bring back Green Day. Nick says, get Drake. After Friday's fight, he needs the money. Actually, that is, that's a good one, Nick. Dana says, I love Shania. Shania also put on a great show. Carolyn says, what an opportunity to showcase Canadian performers or bands. Why choose American performers? Doesn't make sense to me. Oh, my God. It just doesn't stop. Because we don't have any more. It's Drake. They've either done it before or we've got Drake. That's it. Throw some names out there. Harlequin. Oh, they'll be tuned in from around the world to watch Harlequin. Innocence. And then again, people in their 20s are going, what is this? Lori says, much better than the game, that's for sure. And Janice says, way better than many Super Bowl halftime shows. I can't disagree with that. Today is the day. Smile cookies at Tim Hortons are available. And, of course, we've got 10 area locations that sponsor the Tyler Glenn Show. And let me tell you that proceeds from the holiday smile cookies are going to Tim's Camps, half the proceeds, the other half going to local initiatives like the new Smile Zone project at the Brandon Clinic. Remember, we did one in Dauphin. There's going to be one in Brandon now at the clinic. It's going to get a makeover. It is going to look bright and child friendly and inviting at the Brandon Clinic. The renovations will be done this spring. But in Brandon, the Brandon stores, again, proceeds will be going to the new Smile Zone project. In Verdun, the Verdun Christmas Cheer Board. In Dauphin, the Rotary Club of Dauphin. Mooseman, McNaughton High School, and Neepawa Habitat for Humanity. So get your smile cookies starting today. You've always got time for Tim's. Tim Hortons in Brandon, Verdun, Neepawa, Mooseman, and Neepawa. Yes, you've always got time for Tim's in this smile cookie week. How about taking an EV for a test drive? Oh, once the snow flies, once things start to get a little slippery, a little bit colder, there's nothing wrong with putting one of those things through its paces. But I invite you to go to Westman's number one EV dealership to do that. Murray GM in Brandon. They're waiting for you. They're waiting for your questions. They're waiting for you to put one of those vehicles through its paces and ask the tough questions because they've got the answers. They put you in charge, and you know, this is why they're Westman's number one EV dealership, for two reasons. They've got the selection, the Equinox, Blazer, Silverado, and Hummer, and the other reason is the experts that they've got in their stores that include mechanics that can fix the EVs. They've got all the bases covered, so all the information you need is available to you. Maybe it's not for you. But it's important that you get the truth, and it's important that you get your questions answered, and that is why Westman's number one EV dealership, Murray GM Brandon, can't wait to see you. 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. And just up the road a little bit is our newest sponsor, Headley's Health Hut, where you can win tickets to see the Winnipeg Jets. Headley's Health Hut is just up from Murray GM. They used to be over at the mall, very popular store, 1314 Richmond Avenue. Vitamins, herbs, local products, giftware. Clean beauty, sugar-free, gluten-free snacks. I know how hard it is to find gluten-free stuff. Now they have gluten-free soups and meals and holiday trays. All available at Headley's Health Hut. And don't forget, they've got Win Back Wednesdays available, too. And those Jets tickets. So visit Headley's Health Hut, 1314 Richmond Avenue, just east of Murray GM. Every TV holiday special airing in 2024. I will post this on my website at tylerglennshow.com so that you can take a look and see all the amazing Christmas specials coming our way. A Christmas Story is airing Thursday on CBS. U.S. Thanksgiving is a week from Thursday, Black Friday a week from Friday. That is really when the wheels come off for Christmas. We go full force. The season 4 finale, by the way, of the Tyler Glenn Show, can you imagine? Season 4 is about ready to wrap a month from Wednesday. Wow. Will there be a season 5? Will we be back again in January? We are still waiting to find out. Thursday is the 98th Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. I think they're going to stop at 100. They've been doing it a long time. Then Reindeer, Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You, Sunday, December the 1st. Oh, look, you get into December, there is a different Christmas special on every day. Every day there's a different Christmas special. The Grinch is on Thursday, December the 5th. Christmas at Rockefeller Center is Wednesday, December the 4th. That's when they're going to light up that big tree. Zumba Bernice has been there to see it in person. Shrek the Halls, Wednesday, December 11th. So anyway, I will post this on my website at tylerglennshow.com so you can have everything Christmas. We got word this weekend that the $1.50 hot dogs and sodas in some markets are going to be delivered just like you would get a pizza delivered. And so you're saying to yourself, okay, so $1.50 hot dog with a soda, and then Costco's going to put like a $25 shipping charge on it or something like that. In fact, in the markets where Costco's going to deliver the hot dog and the soda, apparently it's free delivery. Let's check out on this.
This is a crazy announcement. Costco just announced that their $1.50 hot dog and soda, they're now offering free delivery. So you can order it from the Costco app from your home, and they're partnering with DoorDash to deliver it to your house. The wild thing is the delivery is free. It's still $1.50. You don't get any refills on the soda, of course, but you still get the soda. My question is, how are they going to make a profit on this? This seems like a huge loss for them. I don't know what the costs are of the hot dog and the soda, but it seems like it would be higher than $1.50. But you can bet your keistered that I'm going to be ordering this $1.50 hot dog probably every day. A great way to save money, especially in this economy.
I think all my prayers have been answered. Now, another TikToker has showed us the perfect way to make sure that you never get a middle seat on a flight. If you're like me, you want to be by the window. It's where all the action is. You can see what's going on outside. And I hate it when I book a flight and the only seat that's left available is the middle seat. Or it's just so much cheaper to take the middle seat that I'm really left with no choice but to take the middle one. I don't like the middle one. I'm a big guy. I get squished. This guy is genius.
Do you know with budget airlines, if you click random seat allocation, they will intentionally put you in the middle seat in the hopes that you pay money to get out of it.
I'm not going
to
pay $9 for a freaking window seat.
And the flight I'm about to check into still has a lot of middle seats available, so here is how I make sure I avoid them. Upon check-in, I saw there was still 10 middle seats available, so I go straight to the website and pretend to buy 10 more middle seats.
Did you get that? So he goes to the website, sees there's 10 middle seats available, and he tells the computer, I'm going to buy 10 middle seats. Guess what happens?
The website's going to ask for every passenger's name, so just slam a bunch of letters in there and continue on. Next up, go to seat selection and select all the middle seats or all the seats that you definitely do not want to be sitting in. Then click continue.
So when you do this, the system is going to hold those seats for about 10 to 15 minutes.
Like they do at a concert. You book tickets for a concert, they'll hold them for you. Just so you know, in case you're changing your mind, you wanted to check with somebody that, you know, wants to come with you, whatever the reason be, they'll give you a few minutes to maybe change your mind. But in those 10 minutes, those seats are held. That's when you go in and book your actual seats.
And that's when you book yours. So when you go to check in with your authentic ticket, you can see that there's no more middle seats. So click that random seat allocation button, dodge the rest of the scams on the website, and just like that,
it only took me 2 minutes, and now I have a window seat.
Whoa, this guy, give him the winner's bell. Give him the winner's bell. That's impressive, man. Normally it's restaurants that we're talking about that are going broke, but today we have news on an airline that's coming up in a second. First, Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here with your local co-op again. End of the season, you have got to get your hands on this magazine, Table Magazine, at your local Co-ops of Westman. It is free to pick up. It is chock full of recipes, like just some awesome, awesome recipes, and it will make your holiday table look like $1 million. All you have to do is go to your local co-op, get one of these, and at the same time, you can win this holiday season with bonus codes with the Unwrap the Season contest happening at Co-ops of Westman. You can win free groceries for a year, free gas for a year, or a $1,000 home center gift card. With our friends at Co-ops of Westman, it's an awesome Christmas contest. Lining the pockets of our communities as opposed to lining the pockets of millionaires and billionaires by visiting your local co-op. That Heritage Co-op, Pembina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary Co-op, Neepawa, Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op, too. at Leon's Furniture Superstore, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon in the West End. The Black Friday sale continues, up to 50% off select furniture and mattresses. And something you don't want to forget if you're in need of anything from Leon's. And of course, they've got couches and love seats and dining sets and electronics. Over the next number of weeks, if you make a purchase in-store at Leon's or online until the end of the year, December 31st, and the price drops, they will refund you the difference, including on Black Friday and on Boxing Day. So keep that in mind with our friends at Leon's, 3635 Victoria Avenue. Also visit leons.ca. And finally, Eplaw Office is our legal friends buying or selling a home. Or if you've got a friend or relative that's buying or selling a home and they say, hey, you know, I need a lawyer. Do you have any ideas? You can say Eplaw Office. They come highly recommended by realtors and by those buying and selling properties across southwestern Manitoba. Now, the premier lawyer for real estate transactions in western Manitoba, and pretty busy doing wills, too. Lots of wills to get done, planning to be done. They'll take care of it at Eplaw Office. They also do corporate law, building lasting relationships one case at a time, at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC. So we've told you about Red Lobster. We've told you about TGI Fridays declaring bankruptcy. And there are restaurants that are nearing bankruptcy. But this came as quite the shock this morning when we had read that Spirit Airlines has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection this morning. Spirit Airlines has announced that it's filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection following its failed merger with JetBlue. The airline is entering into a restructuring support agreement. It's expected to reduce Spirit's debt, provide increased financial flexibility, position Spirit for long-term success, and accelerate investments. So basically, they're going to take a page from the Red Lobster playbook. This is declaring bankruptcy to keep all their creditors at bay. And then they say, okay, look, we're going to restructure a little bit. We're going to move things around, probably cancel a bunch of different flights so that they can keep the profitable ones and shake loose the ones that aren't working. Spirit expects to continue operating its business in the normal course throughout this process. Passengers can continue to book and fly with the airline and use all tickets, credits, and loyalty points. Employees will continue to be paid. Vendors, aircraft, leasers, and holders of secured aircraft indebtedness will also continue to be paid.
Coming together for developing Texas snow, sliding into Manitoba, bringing significant snowfall, blowing and drifting snow and travel hazards for us Tuesday into Wednesday, as early as Tuesday morning. With
little triangle. Look at the line. Look at the line. Again, Winnipeg is getting away with rain and we get the snow. Ugh. And why are we getting it? How come Winnipeg is immune? What's going on?
Starting to see that snow fill in for us across eastern Saskatchewan, western Manitoba. See there the dividing line between the rain and the snow in through southern Manitoba. Winnipeg staying as all rain throughout the day on Tuesday. However, as we head into Wednesday morning now, we start to see Winnipeg and most of southeastern Manitoba transitioning over from that rain to snow. But this is going to be a significant swath of snowfall to the area. Potentially 15 to 30 centimeters of snowfall eastern Saskatchewan toward western sections of Manitoba.
Look at the snow map here. 20 to 30 centimeters.
By the time we head through Tuesday morning into the afternoon, watching those very strong wind gusts out of the northwest, that could be bringing blowing and drifting snow. Those gusts anywhere in the range of, say, 50 to 70 kilometers per hour across eastern Saskatchewan into western Manitoba. So travel will definitely be impacted with reduced visibility and slick road conditions.
Hooray for us. Straight to the big cinnamon rolls, straight to the cream-filled pastries. Kuiper's Family Bakery, Westman's favorite bakery. Oh, you're going to want to remember these folks come Christmas time. The holidays are coming quickly, and they are awesome when it comes to Christmas baking. But, of course, it's not just that. It is an amazing bakery 12 months of the year. From cinnamon buns and cookies to pastries and rolls to loaves and everything in between. Sticky and delectable and awesome. A box of goodies is waiting for you at Kuiper's Family Bakery, 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner beside Tasty's. At the Elkhorn Resort Clarsil Nordic Spa, again, package deals are available for you and your friends at elkhornresort.mb.ca. Pick out a package that's right for you and take advantage of some money-saving offers available on the website, specially curated for families or nature lovers or something in between. And don't forget, the Elkhorn's Holiday Craft and Bake Sale is this weekend, Saturday, November 23rd.
from 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. at the Elkhorn Resort. So if you're going to be in the Riding Mountain National Park area, going to be a big deal. Lots of local crafters and vendors will be there. Again, that is the Elkhorn Holiday Craft and Bake Sale happening this Saturday from 10 until 4. And our friends at Auto Fashion, sponsors of the Brandon Wheat Kings. And by the way, Sunseekers, I'm going to give you a chance to win tickets to see the Brandon Wheat Kings at any home game in November. I believe they've got a couple left. And these are Flex Pass tickets. Your chance to win them coming up later on today. All you'll have to do is mention your name or who you would take with you to the hockey game. And you could be off to see the Brandon Wheat Kings with our friends at Auto Fashion. Proud to be sponsors of the Brandon Wheat Kings and, of course, the Tyler Glenn Show. And Auto Fashion is the perfect place for paint protection, for auto detailing or fine auto finishing, and a whole lot more. Auto Fashion is at 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet next to the car wash. Look for the big green A's. I've never done a cruise. I'm scared because I get seasick. There is a cruise company that has just announced that they will do a four-year cruise, an all-inclusive. You pay one price, you go on this ship. This ship departs January 2025 and is away for 4 years and is geared to Americans who don't necessarily want to leave the United States. There's some people who are like, I like America. I like living here. I don't think I'm going to like the next 4 years. So I think I'm just going to take a break.
There is no better place than on a ship, right? Where you can wake up every day to a new backyard and get everything you need taken care of.
That's Michael Peterson. He is the founder and CEO of Villa V Residences. This is the ship that's going to take you away for 4 years.
You know, taken care of, whether that's food or laundry or getting it around the world. It's a very reasonable and achievable way to live a lifestyle like this. So you have the 1 year escape from reality. You have the 2 year midterm selection. You have the 3 year anywhere but home, and you have the 4 year skip forward. And so regardless of who had won, we had this in the works. So it's not a really a political campaign at all. It's just the timing is with the election, and it just happened that Trump won, and there's more Democrats that are unhappy about living in the US now than Republicans. We go to about 150 countries in the circumnavigation, about 425 destinations.
That's a lot of travel, man. That is a lot of travel. American Airlines once offered the AA Air Pass, and United offered a lifetime pass in the 90s. But other than that, it doesn't really happen that much in North America. The all-you-can-fly-in-Europe pass with carrier Wizz Air, they had 10,000 passes for sale. It sold out in 48 hours. And now, so they're doing it again. They'll issue 15,000 passes. You can fly anywhere in Europe. What does it cost, though? $500 US. That's it. And you can fly for the year anywhere in Europe. The price gives a holder free flights. The free does not include a $10 US per booking charge. Ah, so what's 10 bucks? Pass holders can book their tickets as late as 3 days before the flight. Once a pass holder has booked a trip, it can't be modified. So if they have a change in plans, they'll need to book a new flight. Oh, and pass holders who have second thoughts can't cancel their membership unless it's within 2 weeks of purchase and they haven't booked a single flight. There is where you'd be able to go. That pretty much takes care of Europe. So my question is, why can't we do this in North America? I would love all you could fly and just so that you could get more flights in. I mean, restaurants have moved to the all-you-can-eat model as people continue to struggle with the price of going out for a $20 hamburger. It's like, $20 hamburger and I'm hungry again in a couple hours, or a $25 buffet, all-you-can-eat. Now it looks like airlines in Europe are adopting this model. I think airlines on this side of the pond should do it too. What say you? What do you think? Would you like this? I think it'd be freaking awesome. Well, that music means one thing, boys and girls. It is time to run. Thank you, Sunseekers, for joining our ride where bright rays and good vibes collide. Goodbye for now, but it's not the end. We'll see you soon, like the sun once again. And we'll see some snow, too. Boy, it's going to be a tough day tomorrow, but we'll be here starting at 7 a.m. And I thank you for being here. You have a great day. We'll see you again tomorrow, you guys. Take care. Bye-bye for now.